Training Camp Central is powered by Xfinity.
Guys, I just want to give you an update on Kevin White. So as we're going forward, as you guys know, it's been a shin injury, you know, that we've discussed. Specifically, I think we can get into specifics now. Specifically, Kevin suffered a small stress fracture to the lower part of his shin in the later part of OTAs. So a lot of times, guys, these stress fractures heal on their own. So that was our plan going forward, and that was our hope going forward, which is why we had him stay off of it for the summer months. So when Kevin returned to start training camp, he was symptom-free. He felt good. So no soreness. He felt good. He's ramped up. He's ready to go. So we proceed forward with ramping up his strength and conditioning going forward. Everything is going as planned. So late last week, as we're beginning to get further into the running portion, Kevin suffers a setback. So at this point in time, for his long-term future, the best course of action is going to be to perform a surgery to stabilize the stress fracture. So that'll ensure a high success rate of this injury. We've obviously studied this procedure. We've got numerous medical opinions throughout the United States. So that's where we're at going forward. Now, Kevin will remain on PUP. That gives us the option of bringing him up in the later portion of the season if need be. But I want to state that our whole focus right now is his long-term health. I know he's going to be a great player for the Chicago Bears. I want to make sure that we protect him. I mean, he's dying. He's disappointed. He's dying to get out there. I'm focused on his long-term health right now. So I think I can think back to a lot of rookies as we look at the history of the NFL that have had some setbacks. And, you know, I know this is going to be a blip on the radar as he has a long, successful career. One thing I want to say about Kevin is he's disappointed right now. Again, he's dying to get out there. I think you find out a lot about people in adverse situations. And going through this process with him, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, his character, his resolve, his dedication, the type of man that he is, has just been more confirmed to me through this process. And I really mean that. I'm so glad he's here. I know he's going to be a great player for us. We just got to do the right thing right now to ensure his long-term success. And for us, that's the surgery.